Well, thanks there, Maddie, and I'm excited to be part of Mornings at McFarland's on 99.7 FM Max, the maximum hit station. I got to tell you, folks, being a part of WRPQ for over a year now, can you believe it? My guest this morning is McCall Turdeau. McCall, can you believe that?
I can't.
I can't believe it. It's just totally unbelievable that we've been on the air for over a year now. And, you know, watching the station WRPQ go through the transitions that it's go through, and we have just, I'm biased, obviously, I get that, but we've gotten bigger and better and more wonderful and just excited about the things that are coming forward. And we've got some exciting programming. You get to be the first person to hear about this, McCall. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Aren't you?
I'm so privileged. Get
on the edge of your seat.
I am.
And I have to, forgive me too, I didn't do our normal singing at the beginning either.
I wondered.
Part of me is thinking we've made this transition to 99.7 FM, slow down or I'll think. So I keep thinking to myself, well, maybe it's time to lose the singing. I just don't know.
Maybe.
You know,
because it's like a new, fresh.
Well, we're talking about maximum hits, and I don't think that my singing is a maximum hit. I am not that self-involved.
I'm sure the singing will find a place elsewhere throughout other interviews.
Well, maybe. I'm hoping maybe I'll find like a groove, it'll be 99.7. I don't know. I got to think this through more. Anyways, McCall Turdeau is my guest this morning. McCall, you are the director of tourism and promotions at the Sauk Prairie Chamber of Commerce.
Correct.
Really wonderful to see you again. I think we've had you on the show maybe three times.
This is my third or fourth.
Goes by right. At 89 miles per hour.
It does,
on
definitely.
A regular basis. So especially when you work at Sauk Prairie Chamber.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Thanks so much for joining me. Thanks for being early this morning so I didn't have to worry about that too, because some days I'm like, it's high.
I'm kind of shocked. My kids were awfully good this morning. Well, I got out of the house quickly.
They probably knew. They knew. Don't mess with mom. She's going on the radio this morning.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And you've been now with the chamber. What is this?
A little over a year.
Okay, just in August, right?
Yes.
Was your anniversary, which was kind of cool because you came here right after having a child.
Right after my maternity leave with my second child. So
now talk about going from the cooking into the fire or the firing pan into the fire.
Yeah.
Right?
It was good though. It was fun.
One of those things where you're just like, what was I thinking? Oh, well, that's right. That's right. I got to go back to work again.
Right.
So this was kind of a new position for you too, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I've been in marketing ever since college. And so, this is a little bit more of the tourism side of things, which has always interested me. So it's perfect.
Sure.
It kind of combines all of the things I love to do with events and tourism. And then it has the whole marketing aspect of it. So.
Well, yeah, just a good thing. Well, and I know you came in with a real, effervescence and just, a can-do attitude.
We're gonna do it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I've noticed that about you. You can admit this now, okay?
Okay.
Do you have bad days?
There are. I mean, there can be.
Oh, really?
But
when you don't smile?
Okay. It depends on my three-year-old. I think if I have a bad day or not. It's like our personalities, how we mesh that day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and three-year-olds are like, it's all about me.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
They talk about the terrible twos. It's like, yeah, they go through the threes and the fours and the fives sometimes, so don't tell me about terrible twos.
After a crazy weekend, it's great to have a job where I literally said to my coworkers on Monday, I am so excited to be here and just do some work and enjoy a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah,
it's great to have a job like that. And we're always doing fun things and I get to meet people, new people all the time, which is just so great.
Well, what's that old saying? If you love the things you do, you'll never work a day in your
life.
So that's kind of, unfortunately, I think there are a lot of people that just never get to that place, which is unfortunate.
Right.
But, and being in the position, you're always aware of all like the cool stuff that's going on in the area.
Yes.
Which has got to be fun, right?
Yes, in the Sauk Prairie area, I feel like you could pick a weekend and there's probably three to four different things going on, that weekend that you have many options, which is just awesome about this area.
And, you know, and that's been one of the exciting things, too, with the changeover at WRPQ. You know, there's a real, real strong focus. And Jeff Smith had this, too. But now, you know, Drew Smith and Maddie Corey, thank you. Boy, some days your brain, forgive me, I've had half a cup of coffee.
Yes, exactly.
And yeah, no, I'm just, Corey, forgive me, please. So, but I mean, that transition, there's the real interest in the area and the real excitement. I think, you know, they came on board realizing this whole area has so much going on and so such a great fabric, you know, to work with. It's, it's really, I think, you know, we have a tendency to kind of focus on the negative, but you get out to other places, you know, I was just down to Chicago. For goodness sakes, I went to Chicago. We stopped at a gas station to get gas. I wanted to use the bathroom. They made me give them an ID or $5 to use the bathroom at the gas station.
Goodness.
I thought, okay, so folks, you need to get some perspective. If you don't have any, go to Chicago and figure out, you know, how that is.
Because,
and I'm like, so what's, you know, I could have been offended, but instead I'm like, why do you do that? And he said, well, we had so many people putting graffiti on the walls and stuff that we had to do something to, you know, discourage that. So that this way they have to come and bring the key back and face us instead of just, you know, duck out the side door or whatnot.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
That is something.
And I'm like,
it really puts things into perspective. Yeah,
that would not, you know.
And how lucky we are.
We should start doing that at McFarland's. Where's the bathroom? Well, I'll take $5 first from you and you're not getting it back because it goes towards the bathroom cleanliness campaign. So, I don't know. The world is just changing around us. But so you brought a good perspective too. You had worked at the utilities up in Breesburg for a while.
Yes, I worked in marketing for 5 years there, and I'd worked at a couple other places doing marketing event type stuff. But it was nice to venture out of just, you know, I feel like I get to market so many different types of events or different types of businesses to be able to expand my horizons that
way.
Sure. Just really cool. Instead of one specific thing.
Yeah. Isn't it tremendous too to have that opportunity to have an opportunity to make fun events more fun, hopefully by publicizing and you know, networking to people that would help make it a successful event and all that good stuff.
Yep.
So, well, we have tons of events to talk about. So I before we do that, I just, because I know this was something that I got asked about before this show and we weren't able to fit it in. But this weekend, there's some great stuff going on. I know you're not a Sauk Prairie Eagle. But
hey, I'm loving those Eagles.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
so
definitely.
I know you live in another town.
I might.
Yeah.
But now I live out of that town.
Oh, you do? Okay. And your husband works in Baraboo, so you work in Sauk Prairie.
Yes.
And let's give you some, what would we call that, cross-denominational or something?
Exactly.
Okay,
great.
All right. So it's an ecumenical approach to activities in the area. But so this weekend, though, big Sauk Prairie events. Those of you that aren't aware, don't have kids in school anymore, this is homecoming weekend, homecoming 2017, this Friday, September 29th.
HOCO, as the kids say.
HOCO.
I just figured that out, I guess.
Really?
HOCO,
HOCO.
2017.
HOCO. Well, I'm so modern now. Hey, kids, I know HOCO. What's going on, man?
Right.
How you doing about HOCO? What's happening at HOCO?
I just learned this yesterday.
Yeah, they're going
to. It's not called homecoming.
Yeah,
anymore,
my daughter always tells me, like, you know, I went out dancing. We were at a wedding and not too long, and I tried to do my moves, and my daughter's on the sidelines, and my wife and I got done dancing, and she just said, Dad, don't ever do that again. So I guess HOCO is as close as I'll ever get to cool.
There you go.
Anyways, but so this weekend, the 29th, game time's at 7 o'clock. But, of course, they're having their tailgate party again, which I know Amy Jorgensen has come on the show before to talk about that. But the tailgate starts at 4:30, runs until 6:30. There's a dinner for $5, which is a choice of hamburger, a brat, or a hot dog, chips, and what is that, dessert, I believe. So there's a whole thing. You can get the package deal, if you will.
$5.
And locations in the Sauk Prairie High School, the pool entrance parking lot. So what would that be? That's the southwest, or yeah, no, south. Well, I guess it's just the south entrance to the building, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's, or no, north entrance. What am I thinking? North, south, east,
west.
Yeah. So it's north, the north entrance there. So around the corner, as you're kind of wrapping around to the football field. So, and then, of course, football meet and greet is from 4:45 to 5:15. There's all kinds of kids' activities with a bounce house. And then a 50 50-50, and other raffle items are going to be available as well. I know they've done that sort of thing in the past, which is, you know, of course, all that money goes to support the Sauk Prairie Athletic Boosters, which the sports boosters do a great job of just, you know, meeting the needs so that, you know, there are things that they just can't afford to get other ways. So it's wonderful to have an organization like
that,
of parents that get behind and, you know, really support the athletes of all the different programs. I mean, I know they've done stuff for the lacrosse team and the soccer team and the athletic board that's up at the football field that gets used by soccer and football and whatnot. So just a great opportunity to get around the kids. Homecoming is always a great time, you know. So if you don't have kids anymore, you know, that's another cool thing about this area. I think they're really the athletic games. I know this is true in Baraboo as well. The athletic games are really community events.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter if you got kids in school anymore. It's just a community.
Exactly.
You see people you don't see a lot of times unless you go to games,
right,
you know.
Right.
And it's nice. It's not, you know, what is it, weddings and funerals usually? Well, here it's, you know, football games.
Football,
yeah,
exactly.
Football. Anyways, so, well, let's take a quick break. Maddie, I hope you're there. Maddie, I hope you're listening. We'll have you take over and give some of our sponsors and some other things that are going on, and we'll be back in just a minute with McCall Turdome, my guest here. And, of course, I'm Raul Obrescia with Moorings and McFarland's on WRPQ 99.7 Max Radio.
DeMar's Plumbing since 1982 is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMar's Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMar's Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at demarsplumbing.com.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
99.7 Max FM.
Mornings
and
McFarlane's.
Mornings and McFarlane's with Raul Brush. Yeah, I don't know. I just... I'm not feeling the groove yet. I got to work on that. I'm sorry, Maddie. I'm working at it. Okay, it's a work in progress. We'll think of it.
There you go.
My wife says I'm a work in progress. Boy, am I a work in progress. So, anyways, my guest this morning is McCall Turdome. McCall is our director of tourism promotions at the Sauk Prairie Chamber of Commerce. Thanks again, McCall, for joining me, for getting up early, for getting the kids off to school early.
Right.
You know, it's a God thing. I don't know how this all came together. So, McCall, you've got a bunch. I mean, just to make everybody aware, there's a bunch of stuff always in your pot that you're stirring up.
Oh my gosh, there's always something.
In the next couple of weeks, particularly, there's a bunch of stuff, is there not?
So, coming up, we have our ladies' night out, and that is October 4th.
Okay.
That's on
next
Wednesday,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I can't believe it's October already.
Oh, buddy.
And that's from 6 to 9. It's at the Dorf House this year.
Okay.
We have two awesome speakers. One of them being Darlene Ballwig.
Okay.
So if you know of her, kind of a little celebrity in the area,
sure. She
is going to tell her life story a little bit and just, you know, things she's overcome throughout her life. She won't let us into too much, though.
Oh, sure.
She wants it to be a surprise.
Well,
but
sure.
It sounds like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Oh, yeah. That'll be great.
I remember the first time I saw her, because she danced for quite a while with Cripple Creek Cloggers.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would see the Cripple Creek Cloggers come by in the parade, you know, with their whole, you know, thing and doing their dancing and whatnot. And I remember that when it first dawned on me, that's like, is that Darlene Ballwig? You know, didn't she own Ballwig? That's when I think I really knew this was a different area than a lot. Because, you know, what area can point to and say, and the woman that owns one of the largest Chevrolet, you know, come on. right. dealerships in the state of Wisconsin. Right. Yeah, she comes by dancing with the Cripple Creek Cloggers. You know, it's really cool.
Yeah,
and it tells you something about the diverse personalities, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So she's got a great story to tell along with our main speaker, and we've got awesome food and wine.
And it's at Dorf House this year, right?
Dorf House. Okay. Yep.
What time
our main speaker? It starts at 6:00.
Okay.
Dinner. Okay. Things like that will happen first, and then we'll have our speakers. We've got some door prizes this year, so it's really...
Well, and this is just the second annual. Last year, it was at the River Arts Center, and I mean, I don't remember you having... You had really cool appetizers, but the meal is a different thing, right?
So, and this is... It's still kind of appetizers, but heavy.
Okay.
Heavy. I would say heavy appetizers.
Like 6 pounds each?
Right. That kind
of, water chestnuts the size of pumpkins.
Meatballs,
yeah, with like entire packages of bacon wrapped around them. Yeah, I'm liking that.
Yes.
Yeah,
Me too. Okay. And the desserts. We just talked about desserts yesterday. And everything sounds fabulous.
Man,
so
cool.
It's going to be a good night.
Cool.
It should be fun and... So, yeah.
Just fun for the ladies to come out.
Just a night out to, you know, be inspired. And it should be good.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then, like, a week after that or just a couple days after that?
October 13th is our Birdies and Brews golf outing.
Okay.
So, it's kind of, we like to call it, like, the last golf outing of the year.
Sure.
Enjoy the fall colors a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And in this type of golf outing, you pay for your ticket price and it goes to a good cause, but we don't do raffles. We don't do anything like that where you're going to be hounded down to, you know, chip in a little bit more money.
Sure.
So,
well, and that was the thing, the deal with that was intended to be a little bit more of a guysy event with the brews and stuff.
Yeah.
Because aren't there like microbreweries?
Yeah. So there's microbreweries all throughout the course. So as you're golfing, we shoot for every other hole that you'll get to taste different beers from
all different microbreweries
in the area.
Yeah. I think,
yeah, like Port Huron, Octopi is one, New Glarus. There's a couple other.
There were some really interesting ones. I know I worked the hole that that had Octopi.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of cool thing with all the vintage or the smaller, vintage brewers only, is that you learn a lot about beer. You learn a lot about the different things that can go into beer. Well, just having vintage in town, too, has been such a neat thing. And Baraboo has the Driftless folks up there.
Yep.
I mean, they're kind of sprouting up all over the place with these, special, feel, tastes, whatnot.
Yep.
The water is, a big player in some of these that they have, particular spring water that they put into it.
Yeah.
Who was the one that was there? Lake... it was a bigger company that the guys were really, really wonderful to work with. I am not as into the microbrewery stuff as I should be because I grew up in Milwaukee, for goodness sakes. You know, if you didn't know beer in Milwaukee, there was something seriously wrong with you. But
This year we've also got Sand Creek.
Okay.
And Central Waters.
Okay.
Port Huron.
I think it was the Port Huron people. I think that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was like extra beer left over too afterwards. So, some of the breweries brought a lot of beer.
Yes. You got to take a six pack home with you.
Yeah.
Too,
well, they were like raffling it off, I think, at the end.
Right.
And by that time, guys were like, $60. It's like, what's he going to do tomorrow when he wakes up and his wife knows he pays $60 bucks for a six pack of beer? Yeah. You did what? So. Honey, it's really, really, really,
really good
stuff. I'll only drink one bottle a year,
you know,
half a bottle, whatever.
Right.
So my dad was that way with cigars, where I remember I went to Hong Kong a number of years ago and dad was still alive and they had Cuban cigars in Hong Kong. And I brought this like 5-pack or whatnot of Cuban cigars home to him. And it was something like, $40 or something. I thought, for dad, it'll be cool. I have never seen a man like so ecstatic about a cigar as my dad was about. He would like smoke them like it was, some sort of nirvanic experience.
Right,
So I know guys can be that way with their beers too.
Exactly.
And their whiskeys and their scotches.
Oh,
guys, we got to get it together. And of course, women do that with shoes, don't they? Duh.
Of
so,
course.
How many shoes do you have? Just there's a quick quiz here. How many shoes?
But definitely over 20. pairs of shoes.
You know how many pairs of shoes I have? three. So, and one of them, two of them are sandals. Okay. So, no, I have four because I have a pair of clogs too that, you know, no one even wears them anymore, you know, but I'm so lazy. I like slip-ons, you know, it's just like, I'm too lazy to even put a loafer on today. I'm slipping into clogs. So
it's sad though, because I really only like really wear probably 3 to 4 of them, you know, okay, like
right,
often.
Right. But you've got that perfect color for that one dress right, that you wore yes, every exactly, other century.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Man, oh man. So, and then other stuff coming up beyond October, right? I mean, this we probably won't get to talk to you again until after we at least get into the holiday
yeah,
season.
Probably
what's
not.
What happens in November?
So we've got the Holiday Light Parade. Ooh. And I know that it seems crazy to talk about because we're still in September, but we're already looking to get sponsors, to
sure,
get parade entries, get things lined up there. So,
and it's gotten up. I mean, what did we have, 30-some?
It was yeah, more? I think 33 last
33,
year.
33, okay.
We might have had one or two because that wind was pretty crazy
that's
last
right,
year.
That's
so
right.
So we're still having the fireworks, everything this year. Pray that the weather cooperates.
Well, that, I know there's been like two years in a row now where that day
it's just the
there
worst,
was like severe weather changes.
Yes.
Like
we had 40 to 50 mile per hour winds last yeah, year, and that's yeah, why we could not do the fireworks. It was just horrible.
What in the world?
We still had a great crowd for the parade, though.
Sure.
You know, which is
sure,
awesome. It shows that this community really backs that.
Well, and they even
came out no matter what.
And they watched the kids' stuff that yep, was going on. There were, you know, because it's a Chris
Picard.
No, Sherry Shad.
Yep, Sherry Shad.
Brings in a bunch of her yes, dancers. Yes. That's, like, phenomenal, too. Those
yeah,
kids get on that cold stage that's set up in, like, you know, their ballet slippers,
yeah,
which, you know
which
that.
Which we are going to set it up a little different this year.
Oh, are
so
you?
Instead of doing like the stage that they stand on, we're actually going to go into one of the pavilions
oh,
and we're going to surround it by bleachers so that they are
well,
underneath.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, and we'll kind of decorate it in there.
Oh.
We might put Santa by the fireplace. So, yes, there'll be some cool little changes.
I'm listening to you guys
yeah,
just getting all uppity, uppity, uppity.
It should be fun.
Well, this will be like the little Sauk Prairie Marion Park hearth.
Yes.
All right. Are we going for the chestnuts roasting? Singing,
perfect,
meet it in. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
And if you yeah, just tune in, oh my goodness, Christmas
boy,
things.
Here we go. Yeah, right. It's Christmas in September. So, well, they do it in July. Why can't we do it in
right,
September?
Right.
So that's the 17th of November. And then what about, are we doing the light thing in Adirith Park
we
again?
We are not this
we're not, okay,
year.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is a year off.
Yes, this is a year off.
Okay.
So
it plans to bring that back at some point?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think there was definitely funds needed there
sure,
that,
sure,
that we didn't have. So.
Okay. Well, you know, the amount of work that
oh,
Ron Kinchy put into that, holy cow.
Yes. And
you know,
some lights needed to be replaced and things. So.
Oh, sure.
That was wonderful why we had it, though.
Yeah.
And the amount of work
yeah,
that was put in there. Ron Kinchy.
It's always something,
job,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
He's now working on the barn quilts in the area, which is a really cool thing.
Oh, okay.
With all of the, he's getting pictures and all the stories that go behind all the barn quilts in the area.
Oh, cool.
And so we're hoping as of next year to do a barn quilt tour.
Okay.
And to have
so like the fall art detour
yes,
along those lines
like,
kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So
very cool.
Cool things going on there.
Very
too,
cool.
Yeah.
And I know we've got like there'll be the whole business thing going on through that first, what is it? The well, right after the light parade, isn't that kind of the kickoff to the holiday shopping season?
Well, yes. And actually this year we're starting a new thing. December 2nd, the weekend of December 2nd
okay,
is Holly Jolly Sauk Prairie.
Ooh.
So we are encouraging all businesses
okay,
to participate just to have, you know, something going on in their shop to bring people in.
Very cool.
An event of some sort. Bring Santa in. Things
okay,
like that.
We've
already
that,
got a lot of people saying, we are on board. We're having an open house.
Sure.
We're doing food. We're doing this. So
well, we're going to be doing our very Sauk Prairie event again.
Yes.
You know, so
yep,
we'll have those Saturdays in December.
Yes.
The special radio broadcast, which WRPQ has been great to help put together.
Right.
We're actually doing a thing in November, too. So we're doing a Century of Change. I've been working with Paul Woldner up at Sauk County Historical Society, put together a whole series of 25-year segments, basically, each week on the past history, the past 100 years, from 1917 to 2017. So
wow,
all kinds of things coming up in Sauk Prairie. There's a lot of living
cool,
going on.
A lot of stuff going on.
Well, my guest this morning has been McCall Trudeau. Director of Promotions and Tourism at the Sauk Prairie Chamber of Commerce. Yep. Always a pleasure, McCall. Thanks for getting up early again.
Thanks for having me.
No, always. We'll be back again, okay?
So, I will.
Yeah, you better scurry out of here now and get a lot of work done, right? Because
no,
there's a lot ahead
of
you.
Got a lot of stuff to do.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, folks, here this morning on Mornings at McFarland's. Back up to you, Maddie. Have a great day, folks.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Common minor illnesses for ages 12 months and up are easily taken care of by visiting the Prairie Express Clinic. This walk-in clinic is located at the Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. This is a walk-in clinic for care of common health issues. Beginning in January, Express Clinic hours are expanding. Use the Prairie Express Clinic Mondays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Fridays 9 to 4. The goal of Prairie Express Clinic is to provide the best possible care for patients. Prairie Clinics, dedicated to caring for the community. The past 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.